Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live on Blog Talk. There's a lot of news going on right now, but there is good news. No more funding for that whack Roe v. versus Wade, and people are getting the right to protect themselves, and I believe that an invisible line is being drawn in the sand politically, that we have those who preparing for all this ready, and those who didn't prepare for it on the other side to oppose those who prepared. And I'm going to tell you, it will lead to a total divide and I believe, an eventual civil war within the United States eventually. We're going to go down the line, but of course, the Most High said all this will happen. We need to focus on serving the Most High, keeping His commandments, and do what? Gather the elect to the elect so that we can have all things common. That's right. The Most High's people together will sustain each other, guided by the Almighty like we once did coming out of Egypt. Okay? So don't panic. We have some time. Don't panic. But what? Prepare. They are dismantling America and the Western world so that all powers can go back to Europe. America is getting dismantled right up under our feet. And there's nothing we can do about it because God said it would happen. Revelation 17. 216 area code, you've been waiting for a while. Let's go down the line. I see your hand raised. We'll get through the calls. And then after that, we'll wish you Godspeed. And thank you for being loyal Patreon members. But I need to see you in that academy if you haven't enrolled. Go to historytimes.org. That's right. So you're there for an exciting lesson this coming Sunday. Finding the Ark of the Covenant and the power of it. You don't want to miss that this Sunday. 216 area code.
Shalom, Elder Sax.
Shalom, sir. Oh, yeah, I know who you are. I've seen you there. Talk to me.
Yeah. Which one you want me to start with? Scarecrow Binding? That's what it is.
Hey,
that's his new name. Scarecrow Binding. You need a brain.
The floor is yours. Scarecrow Binding. That's funny. What you got? The floor is yours. The time is yours.
Rapture. The rapture. I always thought that before I went to the church, before I even got involved with the church. It's been 6 years I've been with you. I've been in the academy all those years and been going to the Passover and everything with you and participating in it. But why would they're talking about rapture. Well, why didn't Paul and Peter and Matthew and Luke and them didn't get raptured? They did more than what we did. And you need to look up how they died. You know, I'm like, I could never understand this one. Then if you look up every country that ever took their weapons away from people, you can go through in the history, China, Russia, all these countries, what happened to the people? Stomped them down, but that's what they want to do here. Now,
yep.
I'm wondering, you know, just like you were talking the other day about the women and stuff, I saw something where somebody had sent me something about a young lady that's willing to let somebody live with her just to help her to pay the bills and everything like that. And I'm like, what is happening to our society that people are doing publicity to sell their body for money on the internet like that and on YouTube? I couldn't believe that. And then I found out that a mega church that I used to be involved with in close to Cleveland in Oakwood, where the pastor, he had opened a thing up there for people to be a center to get vaccinated and stuff. I found out they gave millions and millions of dollars out to these, and they even groomed these pastors how to talk to people, to persuade people to get shots. And I can't believe it, you know. I just found that out.
Mm. Dang.
You know, and the guy
selling
who played
souls.
There.
That's proverbial, selling their souls to the devil, but go on.
Yeah, well, because one of the guys there, I used to play music with, he's a keyboard player, and he's Gladys Knight's keyboard player, and you'll see him on that program Empire with Terrence Howard and stuff. You'll see the episode with him on there. His name is Leon. And I'm like, I got to get out of this place, you know. And then I saw you online, and I called Deacon Bishop Anyo, and ever since it's been history. And I just say, I just trust in the Most High, so don't you worry about a thing.
That's right, brother.
I'm blessed by the best.
I mean, brother, you and your family are such a blessing to this church, and I'm so glad that I've met you, and soon we'll be in Zion together.
I'm ready. Whenever you're ready.
Right.
I'm ready to be used.
All right. All right. Bless you, my brother. That's my brother.
All right. Bless you.
All right. Bless you.
Bless you.
757 area code. I think this is probably Andre. Let's see. How are you, sir?
Hey, Shalom, Elder. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, it is Andre. How you doing, my brother?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing well.
I can't complain. Sir. I can't complain. you spoke into existence on Wednesday broadcast. I think it's well, of course, for the Saints. My name is Brother Andre Rashad from Virginia Body. But it's crazy that you brought forth the Joe Biden thing, and I just have two comments after that, and I'll try to keep it short and sweet, Elder. It's always profound what you bring forth, because we actually use Joe Biden. I'm not going to say the name of the company I work for, because I don't want them to get no pushback, but I'm a certified brain health trainer. So by trade, we're always looking at dementia cases, and we used Joe Biden in a slideshow this week, and we said we know dementia when we see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even funny, to the point, like you said, where you almost feel bad for him, but at the same time, you know, he put himself in his position being the elite that he is. But the quote I wanted to read, Elder, is actually a quote that you read before in the Academy. And this is a quote by Woodrow Wilson. And Woodrow Wilson said this. He said, "Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of this power." And I tell people all the time, this is what Paul was referring to in 2 Thessalonians when he says the son of perdition has to be revealed. Excuse me. That's the power Woodrow Wilson was talking about, and that's where Joe Biden is getting his cue cards from. These powers that be, the son of perdition, they run the world. And, of course, 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 3, the saints can read it in their free time. I don't want to take up too much time, but that son of perdition is truly being revealed. Even if it's through Joe Biden's dementia, we are now seeing who the handlers are, or like you've always said, the powers that be. And it's plain as day. If you miss it now, you're just not meant to see it.
Man, I'm glad. Right when you were speaking, brother, something came to me, which will actually lead to my lesson tomorrow.
Wow.
Right?
All praise.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because the real power has always operated in the shadows.
Yes, sir.
And and we're gonna we're going. The prophetic time of the ten horns will be our lesson tomorrow. The prophetic time of the ten horns. Hold on. Matter of fact, I'm gonna hold on. man, that's almost a yo. I'm gonna tell you.
That
could have been. I was about to say, that could be an Academy lesson, but I gotta do this. Hold up. We have to give people something on the Sabbath, right? Listen. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm not. You good. I was going to tell the Saints, if y'all know like I know, y'all better start downloading these Sabbath lessons, because they're just as good as the Academy lessons. And when that time comes when YouTube is taken down, we're going to need these videos. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to do a small lesson, but I'm going to make this a lesson showing from when all of the original countries that would make Rome began to become a part of Italy, and how ideology would absorb the earth, leading to a new world order. But tomorrow, the prophetic time of the ten horns, the time we're living in, they're really the puppet masters. They're the ones really pulling
absolutely
the strings over the Illuminati. So I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir. No, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the wisdom.
You always
bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's deep. You see how the Most High confirmed things? This brother works within a company. Now, I didn't talk to this brother. He works with a company to deal with cognitive degenerative issues when it comes to dementia. And just a couple of days ago, to show you how the body is connected, this brother said they were using Biden's video as a case study of major dementia signs. You know, at his particular place of employment. To show you how the Most High work things out here. I'm going to tell you. They was looking at him and checking him out and saying, this is a clear-cut dementia case. See, but I believe they did this on purpose because that's the only way they would have been able to get that evil spirit, Kamala, in position. Because no one would have voted for her. I mean, Biden even beat her in the primary. So, and they get her in position. You're talking about rubber stamping something. And then next thing you know, our sisters will be behind it, believing, okay, we finally got someone in the White House, not realizing she's gonna seek to destroy you. 951 area code, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's go.
Hey, how you doing? Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sir.
Can you hear me okay? I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add to the topic, the bad and the ugly. So about a year ago, you were on Patreon, and I called in. And the topic you guys were talking about, how actually you had an elder, a bishop, Bakar, I believe, was on, and he talked about how at that time how the vaccines would lead to HIV positive, and you guys have talked about a lot in the academy as well. So here's the thing: is I told you guys that the military is required to wait years. Well, within the recent last couple of weeks, the military or DOD came down out of nowhere and said that if you are HIV positive, you will no longer be discharged for it, and you will also be able to deploy. So the thing is they haven't discharged all the soldiers who have refused to take the vaccine yet. So imagine how they feel that they can't deploy, and they are going to get discharged, but somebody with HIV can stay in. So I just like to ask the brothers and sisters to pray for our brothers and sisters still in the military who haven't taken the vaccine, and make sure they're good to go.
And also, I can see them actually, the Most High will look out for our brothers and sisters who backed away. He have them, believe me. That's a serious stance, a courageous stance for good by not falling victim to that. But the reason why they are saying that you can now be deployed under that status is because with that particular stuff in you, you will come up HIV positive. Because your white blood cells are continually fighting against something in your body. So they use your white blood cell count to determine whether or not you're HIV positive. So whether you're HIV positive doesn't matter. Those readings will say you are. Because your body is constantly fighting some foreign agent that will actually or eventually take you over. Anything else?
Yes,
great
sir.
Great point.
No, sir. That's it. Thank you. Bless you.
All right, bless you, my brother. All right, great calls, man. It's something about our Patreon members. I mean, they're quite informative. I love conversing with you all. You all, and you confirmed some of the research that I've been looking into. Thank you, my brother. All right. It's good to know that our people are dug in. All right. Their eyes are wide open. Thanks. Thank the Most High. 703 area code. Shalawah. 703 area code. You're live with the Gathering of Christ Church. Okay, I'll get back with you. 703-443 area code.
Shalawah, Alder. Shalawah. This is Danita from Maryland. Baltimore.
How are you?
Maryland.
Hey, how are you,
Danita? I'm good. I'm blessed by the best. Well, the topic on today, a lot of stuff that you brought out and a lot of stuff you've been telling us for the longest time. And it's funny because I see it every day unfolding more and more and more because I live literally near D.C. So everything that you know, they try to hide from other states and other places. We see it firsthand. So it's never been a time that I actually seen the president even walking down the street in D.C. or giving any type of speeches or anything. So, yeah, I already knew he wasn't running the country anyway. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't see Kamala Harris. So it's just one of them things, like having wisdom and understanding that what time we in, and just not being afraid and knowing that at this end, that we're coming closer to the end, we don't have time to just be, you know, put our head in the sand. As you said, we have to prepare. So, you know, at that end, it doesn't bring any fear to me. I mean, I know people around me that's scared and in a stupor, as you said. It's real. That's all I can say. It's real. And that's the only comment I wanted to make. And just let everybody know, just keep pushing forward and do what you can. Do the best that you can.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's the best frame of mind to be in, because, listen, we can't control anything that's going on. The devil is going to do, and his agents are going to do what they're going to do. But what we can control is our walk with the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can always have some negative to report, because the devil will never stop. He's going to always try to get to our children, get that stuff in our children. He's going to continue to teach anti-Christ ideology. He's going to continue to put the gay people over our families to disrupt and dismantle our families. But it's people like you. And it doesn't take a lot of us.
Right.
It takes people like you and others who can say, you know what? I don't care what they're doing. They can do whatever they like. But in my home, in my home, I'm serving the Almighty. And he's going to send angels to protect that place. And it's going to be those angels that guide us through the chaos. Right?
That's right.
Great call. All right. Let's go down the line. I see your hands raised. Let's go down. 205 area code. Let's go all the way down. And thanks again for being on Patreon. I hope to see you all tomorrow and in the academy. 205 area code.
Shalom, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. Yourself?
I'm doing well. My name is Amber. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, Amber.
Hello. I was wondering, because I didn't catch the first half of the actual Patreon. Did you go over the fact that District of Columbia is now a state?
The District of Columbia was always a state, right?
No. They just made it a state this year.
Let's see. Oh, they made that a state in of itself, Washington, D.C. Okay, let's see here. Interesting. One second, let me look at this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because at one point, the District of Columbia was not a state. When did they emancipate that? Hold on.
In April, I think. I want to say April.
Interesting. Because that's cold in itself, because that means, in a nutshell, that laws can be governed within the District of Columbia, separate from the rest of the United States. It can represent itself.
Con. That's a Vatican type move right there, because the Vatican is a country.
Exactly. So they are aligning themselves, knowing the future of other states seceding, like Texas. Man, let me tell you, they're actually posturing for a civil war. I'm going to touch on that more so tomorrow in the Ten Horns, but come on, anything else you
have
for us?
I was just about to say that is so timely that he said that, but I'm not sure if you went over that earlier. I was hoping that you did.
Oh, no. I mean, I think I heard something about that, but I never really understood the significance of that until I started realizing Texas is seceding. And I'm like, okay, you're going to have two separate militaries with two separate presidents. Who knows? Maybe something happens down the line where Trump will be the president on one side, and whoever the president on this side, with the country split, will be the head of this civil war that destroys the country, break it in half, and eventually all power goes to the Tin Horns. I want to look into that, sister. Because I'm going
to
tell you this.
That's all I wanted to bring out.
Sisters, you probably didn't know this. You probably do know it. In certain parts of the country, till this day, you have American citizens who do not consider Biden the president of the United States. They're under Trump already. They have never accepted the election, knowing that the election was stolen. So automatically there's an undercurrent of government that are being made to succeed or separate from the United States, knowing that the liberal wing are trying to actually tank the whole country. The Democrats are looking to tank the whole country. And you have other people saying, well, no, we're going to hold on and fight for what's left. And that's going to lead to a serious cataclysm between them and our people, will receive the blunt end of this, because we're not preparing for nothing. Them guys out there prepping, they're shooting targets, they're preparing food, and guess what our people doing? Our people are twerking and trying to figure out where the next party is. Hey.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, sister. Hey.
I have one more thing to say really quickly.
Okay,
just
go on.
Really quickly. There is a street off of my neighborhood where I saw a billboard celebrating, you know, the rainbow stuff, right? Guess who funded it?
Okay.
SPLC, or the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The Southern Poverty Law Center. Why doesn't that surprise me? The Southern Poverty Law Center funded a gay pride event.
It says that all families are loved.
And let me tell you, that center is of the devil.
Seriously.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Shalom.
All right, thank you. Shalom. 347 area code.
Shalom, Elder. All I want to do is just ask you to give me the information about the detox that you mentioned when you came to the church in the Bronx Saturday.
Okay, this is what I need you to do. When you get an opportunity, call up Truman, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, hold on one second, real quick, 1 second.
All right.
Hold on. Okay, now do you need the vaccine that you talking about, the sister who came up with the solution for getting those nasty toxins out of our bodies, right?
Right.
Now,
that's right.
Now, do you need those for yourself or for others?
Well, for my daughter, she had to take the vaccine in order to be fine, you know, working in the, in a salon, because they said if they, you know, they come around and they find you not vaxxed, they would fine you $1,000. And she said they've been around three times already. And so she said, you know, she took the vaccine so that she could keep working. But you mentioned...
Okay, well, hold up, sister. I have Truman's granddaughter on the phone. Let me call her.
Okay.
1 second. Real time help. How you doing, Brittany?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is Elder Ricard Shiar. I'm live on a broadcast, and there's people that are asking for the Jim Jones juice antidote.
Jim Jones juice antidote.
The stuff that gets the toxins of the vaccines out of the body.
Okay, let me look and see what's in it real quick and see. It's probably just a mixture of herbs.
No, what I'm asking is, you have people who want to order the package. We wanted to know where can they get it, the stuff from you, where you can send it directly to them.
Let me find out. I'm pretty sure I have a source that I would be able to get that from. So I can let you know. I can find out probably within about an hour or so and let you know.
So is that something you put together that can be sent out, or how does it go? Because we have a lot of people waiting.
Yeah, usually I would be able to buy it in bulk, and then I could ship it out to different people. So that way that, you know, we could do it that way. So just depending on what their demand is or how much they can give me, so.
Okay, so if they want to reach you, exactly how would they reach you? Because we have a long line of people who want it. I'm talking about more than, believe me, a lot. We're talking about hundreds.
Okay, what I can do is if I can post as soon as I get the information from him and, you know, the products, I can post them directly on the very front page of our website, so that it's the first thing that you see on there.
Okay, good. And when you get that on the website, text that to me, the number here, and I'll make sure I'll tell everyone all at once where to go.
Okay, perfect. I'm on it right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Brittany. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Right. Okay, sis, you heard it there first. Yeah. Truman gave me his granddaughter's number, and she said that she's going to put it on the page. Once the link comes, I'm going to give the link to you all because it's too much for me to bear to deal with myself.
Okay.
You can go and order it, and he'll get it to you. All right?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bless you.
Okay. Have a great.
She said, she was like, okay, the Jim Jones juice antidote. She never heard me call it that before, folks. 319 area code. 319, your hand's up. Man, you lied.
Red. Orange.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, you're playing with the baby.
Sorry about that. Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, you're live, the good, the bad, and the ugly today. I'm about to break down to get through these calls and wish you all a great Sabbath. But before that, talk to us. What you got?
I'd just like to say thank you for all the teachings. It has given me a lot to really sink my teeth into and to teach my family. The only hardest thing
all
is...
All praises be to the Most High.
...is the family that just don't want to listen. I understand that, you know, they don't want to hear it. And people who have eyes to see and ears to hear will receive it. But it's just so hard for those that just don't want to, even though you love them. But thank
hey,
you for...
it's like this. Okay, go on. I'm listening to you.
Thank you for all the teachings, though. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, brother, and I appreciate you, man. And guess what? You have the power to hedge your home and make it where your children, your family, find safety. So just focus there, and I'll continue on the back because that baby's busy.
Okay.
All right. And keep that stuff
right,
away from that child, too. I'm talking about that juice they're trying to get in our children's veins.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Save that child at all costs. All right?
All right.
All right. Thank you. And keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that even Christ said there will be two grinding in the mill, one to be left and the other taken. That means people that you work with. There will be two in the bed. One will be spared, the other taken. So these are people that you know close to you. The Most High is going to take those, destroy those who deny the truth. So you can only help who you can help. And then shake off the dust of your feet. 678 area code going down the line. We're getting through them all here. 678 area code, you're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sister. Your name?
I'm Sister Tabitha from the Atlanta Body.
How are you, Tabitha?
I'm doing well. I typically don't call in, Elder, but I had to call in today.
Just encourage
our people to keep pushing. Keep pushing. Want to talk about just a few things that, you know, us, we are experiencing. We live in a predominantly area that is covered by farms, people that raise animals and grow, you know, hay and stuff like that. Elder, it's
That's
like
good.
They're playing with the weather down here. They're playing with the weather. When I tell you, you would usually pass pasture that's full of green, lush grass at this time that is able to be baled, you know, and sold and put away for animals, we're looking at, it looks like desert. The grass is dry and brittle as if, you know, it's just dead. It's dead. Corn is barely coming up. You usually see fields and fields of corn. The corn is barely surviving, and you're seeing people's gardens just wither away just from the drought. Yeah.
That's
I mean, to the point, Elder, I was driving home. Yes, I was driving home last night, and we've been praying for rain. It's been over a month now since we've had some. So we've been, you know, doing what we can. Typically, we would just water in the mornings, you know, the gardens and stuff like that. So we've been watering at night, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night after watering to try and keep everything alive. And so last night coming home, it was raining. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord, it's raining. So we'll finally get a little bit
Praise
of relief. Elder,
Praise
I got one
God.
Block from my house. One block from my house, and we were bone dry. It's as if the rain was coming down and you could cross the line and it was no drops over the line.
You know what? Maybe now I understand why there's the news articles out there discussing a drought in certain areas or a lack of water. Because these water sources would normally be what's needed for the farming before the harvest, before the fall comes. So if there's a lack of water altogether in certain areas, especially hot climates, then that particular area will not yield its fruit during the harvest, which is going to make it even harder it's going to make things even more strapped for food in the winter.
That's correct.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll give you this example.
I can see that.
I'll give you this example.
Yeah.
This time last year, we were able to purchase a bale of hay. The hay was about $4.50, $5 for a 75-pound bale of hay. That same bale of hay right now is costing us $10 a bale, and it's weighing about 50 to 55 pounds. So less hay for more money.
That's over 100%. Yeah, that's over 100% increase.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Thank you for the for the information, sister. I'm going to pray that the Most High send you rain. And, hey, you probably have to find areas to drill for water under your underground. You may have to look into that.
You know what, Elder? I praise the Most High that we're on a well. We have well water.
There you go.
And he allowed us to be able to install a drip system this particular spring. We installed a drip system, and that's been our saving grace, and I thank the Most High.
Praise the Most High. Now, get that water together because we're going to need it. And when stuff breaks down, you know all of us going to be connected to one another, helping one another. That's what the church is all about. It's not just reading the Bible. It's living out the Bible and having all things common to sustain and help one another. That's what Christ was about, not just reading the book. So I'm so happy your family's in the work, and hey, we're going to sustain one another, sister, all of us. Thank you.
Absolutely. I praise the sister Most High Elder. Thank you so much for your work.
Thank you. And thank you for being a loyal Patreon member. I really appreciate it. All right, Shalom. 507 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm good. I have one of all three, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
I'm going
to
start
give
with
it to
the
us
good
no,
first.
Give it to us
it
in
to
no uncertain
time.
Order.
I'm sorry?
More yours. I say give it to us in no uncertain order. Good, bad, or the ugly. Come on. Floor is yours.
I'm going to give you the good first. All to the Most High. Right. He's seeing us through so far. He's going to bless this far. Let us down. He's going to carry us through. Okay. Now, the bad is they are messing with the weather. They are drying up lakes. The lake in Lake Mead, they are drying that up, the wind turbines, all the water for the West Coast. They're going to be cut off with water. It's been said, and it's nothing, something that that's hearsay. I read a lot. I look up information. I research and triple check what I'm reading to make sure that I'm getting it right. Now, here in the central states, they have, so here in Minnesota, that's where I am, they have told us, they've sent us out things, and I'm in the country. They told us we are going to have power outages, so prepare for it. They told the country, but they didn't tell the inner city. So everybody around is buying up all the generators, and they're buying them up out here, and then they're going into the city so people that are in the city can't get them.
Do you have a generator?
I'm working on it right now as we speak. Do not get a generator that you have to use gas, because when it hits the fan, people will be able to hear that gas generator, and you want to be as inconspicuous as possible. Get you a solar generator.
Yeah, Generac. And Generacs are pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, Generacs are good.
The ugly part about it is, by me being in the country, I'm out here with Green Giant. I used to be a truck driver, so I still have contact with truck drivers. They're telling me they are going to the ports. You know, they said that the ships were parked in the port and all of those cargoes were waiting for to pick up, distribute. There are no cargo ships out there. There are no cargo trailers anywhere. And this is from someone that is coming out of Oakland. He said he went there to go run a load to pick up to deliver. He said there's nothing there. No ships out in the port. And also,
right now,
nobody is shipping any meat in.
Interesting.
Now, we've had five companies here in Minnesota to catch fire, one with the grains that we have from out here, the corn, and one that holds the vegetables. And we carry a lot with the chickens and the turkeys. Those companies caught on fire, and that's not by coincidence. That's happenstance. They set those. So we have a shortage on eggs here. We're so with milk, but we have a shortage on eggs. You go to buy a dozen of eggs, you're going to pay almost $10 for a dozen of eggs. If you can.
Where are you again, sister?
Minnesota. I'm in
Okay, I'm going to take your number down. Okay, I'm going to take your number down.
Okay. I'm the one with the jelly, Auntie B.
Okay, well, okay, don't worry about it. I got your number already. I'm going to call you. All right.
Yep.
All right,
now,
thank you, sister, because there's other information I want to discuss. I'm going to let you round it out before I get to the next call, but there's a lot of things we need to talk about.
Okay.
So I'll reach out to you, but go ahead. You have the last part because your phone was going in and out, and I need to get to the rest of these calls. I can talk with you offline, so. Well, you can have the last point, but go ahead.
One last thing about the beef. They are switching out some of the beef with that impossible meat, where you think you're getting beef and you're not. Meat. It's not all beef.
Oh, what you're saying is they're using beef but other byproducts to mix it with, where you're getting less of the beef content. Yeah.
If you get
beef
at all. Yep.
Send me that. If you got an article on that or some information on that, I would like to see that.
No, I've seen it. I've seen people out here at the farms. They're saying it. People are telling me at the farms. I live right down the street from a farm.
Okay.
I have a few I'm a survivalist. I am a prepper.
Okay.
So I have some lists I can send you that you can share with people that need them of what they need to get and how to do.
Well, do that for me, sister. And don't worry about it. I'm going to call you offline anyway, okay? Okay. And don't forget grape jelly. All right.
I got you.
All right.
All right. Shalom.
All right. I tell you, our people are getting ready. 205 area code. I'm going to go down as many as I can for the next couple of minutes, and then that will conclude our weekly Patreon update. The good laws, the bad laws, and the ugly. Shalom, 205 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Yusuf. I called, it was a couple months back. We had spoke briefly.
Yeah.
But I'm calling two things I just want to discuss. The first thing, I really have a question because, again, I am new in the faith. Just for myself and just for others who may be new in the faith, what exactly all do we need to prepare for what's about to come?
That is a good question. Are you in a locale near a body?
So I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, but I have started the process of joining the church. I'm actually going to be baptized this coming Sunday. So,
well, listen, that's all you need to do.
Okay.
Follow the baptism and operate with the church. You're going to know everything. Take that step first.
Okay.
So there's nothing you have to be alarmed about, you know. But the only thing I would say you can do that's in your control is to make sure when you go to get canned goods and all that, get something extra to start stacking and storing. Okay. Just making sure your dry goods and all that other stuff you can control and store. You understand, and you know, things, grain and jarred foods and canned goods and all those things, make sure you start collecting those things and make sure you have, if you can, an extra source of water and a big water barrel just in case your family needs water. So, you know, it's time to start storing provisions that can help your family in case of an emergency. I would say start there, but you're already on track.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
And I just want to thank you all for everything you are doing. Not only has I become more aware of what's going on and learning the truth, but slowly but surely my wife and my family slowly coming around to actually seeing what is going on and it wouldn't be possible without this ministry. So we want to give all praises to the Most High for this ministry.
Praise the Most High. And I'm going to tell you, she will not regret, you know, her decision in backing you in this. Believe me, she's going to realize that there was a ministry that the Most High would have in the earth in the end times that would prepare us real time for what's going on instead of just a religious gathering, right? A real time movement in the spirit that would guide us to the wilderness. And I believe this church was made for such a moment like that. So your wife is not going to regret her decisions following you in this, because this is what true believers do. We don't just read. We don't just go to church. Okay? We prepare. Thank you.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Shalom.
Thank you, my brother. Shalom. Thank you, and welcome to the body. Congratulations. All right. 631 going down the line. We'll have a few more before the Patreon ends. 631, area code, you're live with the Gathered of Christ Church. Okay, 816 area code going down the line.
Oh.
I'm sorry, 816. You have a lot of noise. I'll come back when you're in a quiet area. I'll come back to 816. 916 area code. 916.
916.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you cut me off in the background, right? I'm not playing in the background?
No, I'm not playing in the background.
Oh, okay. Shalom, how are you doing? Your name? Shalom.
Virgil from the Sacramento Body, Antioch Church. I just wanted to call and, make a comment about the topic. I have a design for a perpetual generator that one can make at home using a car generator and a motor. And this perpetual generator generates 220 volts. Okay. I have the designs. I can email it to the church and one can make this generator at home. This generator can sustain the refrigerator, also air conditioner. You can alternate it back and forth or make multiple ones. It doesn't use any gasoline.
Okay.
It's self-generating, and it's free energy, and it's separate from any energy source. Also, I want to say that the Generac has a computer chip inside of it that can be controlled externally. That's why they're promoting people to buy the Generac so much. It's a good thing, but it can be shut off from a remote location.
Remotely. Well, of course, you being an engineer and others, I'm sure we can find ways to do what we need to do for that so it'll work without that. But as long as the components are in place that we can actually create that where we can move that other stuff out of the way to make it work. So I'm with what you're saying, but there's workarounds that. There's workarounds for that.
So,
let me ask you this. You said that this generator you have in particular works with a car generator?
Yes. You take a motor and a car generator, and you intertwine them. Once you pull the motor starts rotating, and it gets reverse energy off the car generator, but at the same time, it produces an additional 220 volts. It's small, it's portable.
About.
Yeah, it's small, it's portable.
I know what you're talking about.
And if we,
I've seen some guys working off the grid. I see some guys working off the grid who would take what you would like a motor, but they would have the belt connected to something else, and it would generate power, sort of like that.
Yes,
I'll tell you
connected.
What. Why don't you send me? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Send me a picture of the design you're talking about. And where do you live?
I live in Sacramento, California. I'm with the Antioch Body.
Great. Are you an engineer, or you work with cars, or what?
Well, no, I've worked on vehicles, but I've always dabbled in electronics, even at a young age. So I understand how this kinetic generator works.
Okay, and you've actually put together one of these yourself?
No, I'm about to put one together. I'm gathering
parts.
I do have the design.
Yeah, let me have your name. Let me have your name.
Brother Virgil. Brother Virgil.
Okay, hold on.
And not only did I want to talk to you about that, there was other things that I want to talk to you offline.
Okay.
And it's about
food. We can talk about it online. I'm going to call you, Virgil, but you don't have to send me the schematics. I'd rather you make a prototype that works and then contact me on that. We'll talk about that once you've finished it. I want to make sure it works.
Okay.
All
yes.
right? Okay?
Yes.
So I have your number and we'll talk. Thank you, Virgil.
Okay.
All right.
Shalom.
All right. Shalom. I'll call you soon. All right. We're ending 904 area code. We're near the end of our calls. 910 area code.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Elder Ricard?
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm blessed by the best. His name is Ahaya. It's your buddy, Chase Bigsby, man.
Oh, I know. Chase Bigsby.
Okay, all right.
I knew it when you said it.
All right. That's right.
I take it you've been receiving calls. Phone calls by members of the body all throughout the United States after the last time you came on.
Yes, sir. I've got quite a few, man, and it's been a really good experience, man, and I've really been connecting with the people, and it's pretty enjoyable. So we're definitely working all that out, and this one brother called. I'm really hoping we can get him squared away. He's perfect, yeah. He's like what everybody would want. As a owner-operator,
okay.
to hire somebody like him. So I'm pretty excited about it all. It is something. No doubt, man. It's definitely something. I'm super excited. I'm just grateful I can help out. So I was thinking about what you were saying and everything, and being prepared and just us all, you know, getting together. And I was talking to one of the brothers in the congregation that had called me about all that. They got me thinking, you know, that it's a really good opportunity for us all to connect. And it's just amazing seeing this whole system and everybody connecting and getting together. And we're all seeing what's about to happen, you know, and we're all here waiting for it. And I think we're in a special moment, and I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it. I know it sounds like crazy that all this bad stuff is happening, but I think it's going to be – I mean, it's going to be such a special time that, like, look at – like, I get to spend time with family, friends, people that think alike. We'll all be connected. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of slaving. I'm tired of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm tired of worrying about bills and stuff. Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome when I say that.
Yeah.
Epic is. Yeah, it's going to be an epic day every day, and I'm excited about it. So, I don't know. I just wanted to say that, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, think about how the Most High does this, Chase. Strangers who didn't know anyone, didn't know each other, at the very end are joined together through the Holy Spirit to battle the last evil left before judgment. Who could make this up?
Yes,
only
sir.
The Most High, only Christ could do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it.
Absolutely.
It's like the Lord of the Rings on steroids, on the righteous side, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Chase, man, thank
you
for helping out the body, brother. And I'm going to be sending more people your way because brothers like you would need it. And I can't wait for you to come through, get baptized, and have a Passover with this brother. I'm going to tell you. I can't wait to meet you.
Yes, sir. I'm really looking forward to it, man. And hopefully we can I'm trying to get my wife baptized. So I've been baptized with the body and stuff, but I'm really looking forward to, you know, really linking in with everybody. So Shalom, brother, and Kwam Asharala.
Kwam Yesha Allah, my man Chase B.
Kwam Australia. Yeah. Bye bye.
Bless you. Okay, 631. I think something was going on with your line there. Let me bring you up real quick. 631 area code. Nothing. All right. Well, that concludes our weekly Patreon. Enjoy the rest of your day, and what a beautiful day the Most High blessed us with. Stay prayed up, sin not. And guess what? We will soon see Zion. Shalom, I'm Elder Ricard Shiar, and have a pleasant weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Sabbath. Enjoy your day. That's right. The Most High is calling us back. Shalom.